And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
One of the most telling moments in the recent Senate budget debate came when powerful Senate Rules Chair and Republican enforcer Tom Apodaca amended the bill to take $3 million away from the UNC Chapel Hill School of Law and give it to a health education center in his area. Apodaca didn't explain why he was taking the money or why he didn't make the change in the secret meeting Senate leaders have been holding to put the budget together. Democratic Senator Mike Woodard suggested it was retaliation for the pointed criticism of Senate leaders by Gene Nickel, a professor at the law school and until recently the head of the poverty center there, that the conservative UNC Board of Governors recently eliminated. A right-wing website applauded the move and pointed out the law school had recently hired a new dean who contributed money to national Democratic politicians. So Senate leaders are willing to damage important state institutions and hurt the people of North Carolina who rely on them if they don't like the political views of the institution's leaders. It's petty bullying politics, and we deserve better than that. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.